The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi friends, this week I'm going to teach you how to stop hating your body. Because I didn't always look like this, I was not always this confident, and I used to hate the fuck out of my body. So I have a lot to break down, a lot of things to tell you, and you know I always give it to you straight, and I give you new perspectives, and sometimes they hurt your fucking feelings. But I'm going to teach you how to navigate it after I hurt your feelings, okay? But really, this is a big topic. This is something I really want to do justice. And this video has the potential to change your fucking life and change your relationship with your body. This is everything that I've fucking learned and everything I wish I knew sooner. So with your body, there are things that you can change and things that you can't change. Duh. Like, no shit. There are certain things you can change with like plastic surgery, losing weight, gaining weight, putting on muscle. Then there are certain things you can't change, like having a missing limb, having a missing finger, your bone structure, your height. There's certain shit you just cannot change. No surgery in the world is gonna bring your fucking hand back. And no surgery in the world is gonna shave your hip bones down so you aren't shaped the way that you are. There are certain things you just have to accept, and I'm gonna teach you how to learn to accept them. And my little example is gonna have to get a little bit spiritual, but this is the only explanation that I've ever found, and the only perspective I've ever found that has allowed me to accept my body. And it's really easy to accept your body when you look good. Like, I had to learn to accept my body when I was not looking like this. I was like fat and ugly, and like my face was fucked up, and like my hair was not cute. Like, I had to learn to accept myself before it got good. You know, it's easy to accept your body when you like it, but I was in a place where I didn't fucking like it. But we're gonna get there, because you don't have to accept your body the way it fucking is, okay? To stop hating it, you don't have to accept it and like it right now, but we're gonna get there in a minute. But my little kind of like spiritual nugget with accepting your body. Okay, I don't know if everyone believes that we have a soul or not, but I believe we do. Some kind of like soul, spirit, energy. If you believe in energy, you gotta believe in a soul, bitch. Like, there's something operating you that's more than just your body and your mind, okay? I don't wanna fight about that. If you don't believe in that, just hear out the perspective because it will bring you a lot of comfort. I don't give a fuck what you believe. So my opinion on life and my kind of belief system is your soul chooses the life it comes into. So it chooses the body it comes into. It chooses the sexuality it's going to have. It chooses your parents. It chooses the set of experiences that could potentially happen. So with that, I look at it like it was my soul's choice to choose the body it chose. I'm not that mad at it anymore, but I used to be real fucking mad. I'm like, why did you choose this one? But now that I've like fixed it, I feel better. But with taking on the outlook that your soul chose the body it came into for a reason, kind of relieves you of a lot of pressure, because if your soul chose it, it wanted it. Your soul wanted the body you have because of what you were going to experience because of it. It's like people that are born with one arm or one leg. Your soul wanted the expansion and wanted the insight and the awareness and the progression it was gonna get from coming into a life and operating in a life with that vehicle. I look at my body as a vehicle and I'm like, my soul chose this little vehicle to go run around Earth in because of what it was gonna learn. For my soul to choose to come in as a 6'7" motherfucker that looks like me, acts like me, and is gay? Ah, plot twist, bitch. Like, that's a whole set of expansion and a whole like set of fucking circumstances that is not like typical. And I've had a lot of progression because of that dynamic. Like, people that are short, like if you're a short man, if you're 5'4" as a dude, your soul chose that. It wanted that because of what you were going to experience because of it. So I know that's kind of like out there a little bit, but that's truly what I believe. That's the only thing that's ever made sense in my mind or brought me any sort of comfort. And understanding it was my soul's choice gets you kind of square in the reality of like, this was chosen. So it gives you this sense of curiosity. And you switch from a place of like hating your body and nitpicking it and wanting it to be different to trying to explore the reasons why you have the body you have and what you're learning because of it and what you're experiencing because of it, how it's leading to your expansion. And that goes for skin color too, because if I was black, I would have a whole different set of life experiences than if I chose everything I did but as white or Albanian. Like, I look white. I'm like white passé, you know? But this is the way I like to look at life, because like I said, it makes you curious. And you can't focus at yourself with an attitude of like hatred and disgust and judgment while also being curious as to why this has happened. It like flips your perspective. So that's one thing that's really helped me a lot. And it gave me a lot of acceptance and kind of appreciation for the vehicle my soul chose. It wanted this one. There's nothing wrong. Your soul chose it. Your soul fucking hand picked your body to come into, to run around this earth, to experience this life. It wanted what was gonna come out of it. And one thing I really used to hate about my body is my freckles all over me. Like, I don't know if you can see them from this camera, but I have dark brown like freckles all over me. I don't have any on my dick, which is annoying because I wish I had like one on my dick. You know what I mean? That would be cool. But I have these freckles all over me. They're all over my body. They're all over my face. I used to never notice that I had them. Like, they were never part of my attention. Like, I never like was aware how many I had and where they were until someone pointed them out and made fun of me for them. And then I could not stop seeing them. Like, I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, they're fucking all over you. Like, that's disgusting. It's ugly. And I literally just started judging myself once it was brought to my attention in a negative light. And once it was a pinnacle for someone to make fun of, I turned my back on it and I fucking hated it. I literally wanted to go get all of these spots burnt off of me. I literally had the appointment scheduled to go get them all burnt off and the ones on my face like cut off. And there was going to be like a little bit of a scar, but I already had procedures planned to go and have the scars like lasered so that they would go down. Like, I was fully committed to getting these the fuck off of me. And then I kind of had this realization and I like dug deeper into the realm of spirituality and was like, okay, my soul chose this. So why? And it made me start to question everything. And that's when I had the awareness of like, you don't realize or think something is bad or negative or wrong about you until someone fucking points it out. Then you get the negative association. Then you get the negative opinion of it. And especially if you're made fun of for it. So I was living for like years where I just hated the spots all over my body. I was insecure about them. And then I got to this point where I was like, I want to get them all burnt off. And then I had the realization, like I said, and I was like, now I have to assess this situation for what do I think? Do I think they're disgusting? Do I think they're weird? Do I not want them? Like, I looked in the mirror at myself and I was like, huh. And I looked at all the spots and I was like, they're actually kind of cool. Like, they make me stand out. There's something different. Like, it's something different to me. Not a lot of people have. And I didn't look at it anymore as like something to be embarrassed about because I was like, Leo, your soul chose it. So having these freckles taught me to learn to think for my fucking self and judge what I think of myself regardless of what other people think. Like, even if you think my fucking spots are ugly, I don't give a shit. I think they're fucking cool. You're just boring. You have normal, flat, fucking white skin. But I've genuinely learned to embrace them. And now I like them. But it didn't start out like that. I started with accepting them and be like, okay, they're there. And then I made my own opinion about them and I was just kind of like indifferent about them. And the part of me liking them and beginning to enjoy them took time. And now I like them. I'm not cutting them off. I think they're fucking cool. But I don't want you to think that you're gonna just immediately accept yourself and love things about yourself. To go from hating something about yourself to loving it is a far jump. If you can just get to a place of neutral first, appreciating it will come. So that's what the main perspective I shared about, like, your soul chose this vehicle, gets you to a place of kind of like neutral about what you have. Like, sure, people with like one arm or one leg, it's not fair, it's inconvenient, you're annoyed. I get it. Like, you don't like it, but it does kind of make you like, all right, it was chosen, so now I'm going to explore why. What potentially, like, could my soul have fucking wanted from this? And it just snatches you out of the hate for a second and puts you in a neutral spot. Like I said, trying to like go from hating the fact that you have like four fingers and to loving it is gonna take a while. But to have four fingers would kind of be like cool. And like to have confidence, even if you have something about you that other people don't like or wouldn't appreciate, it's kind of like cool as fuck. Like, for people to look at me and like see that I love these freckles about myself, they wish they could love something that everybody else hates so bad. It's like a little bit of jealousy. But I don't want to break all that down. I don't want to get into all that. But I do kind of attribute a lot of my like awareness around all of this to my freckles. And like, I used to hate my stomach because my hip bones are just wide. Like, there is no, like, shortening them or, like, making them smaller. A lot of guys that work out have, like, a V waist, and I fucking wish. But at the same time, I can't change that. Like, there's nothing I can do. It doesn't matter how much weight I lose. I'm always just going to look like I have a bigger midsection. And that really fucked with me for so long until I realized, Leo, when people look at you, they're not looking straight at your insecurity. They're not looking exactly at what you don't like. People look at you and take in the full package. And having wide hips gave me this awareness. Like, you are not just your insecurity. I am not just a fucking big stomach or, like, look like I have a big stomach. It's not that bad. I'm being dramatic. But I had the realization, people do not just look at you and see one thing. They see the entire package. Like, I have so many more things to look at. Like, I'm tall. When I walk in a room, it's like, who the fuck is that mammoth? It's like, they look at me as a whole. They don't look at just my love handles or just my stomach or how wide my stomach looks. They look at my arms. They look at my face. They look at how I walk. People's attention is focused on so many more things than just the thing you're insecure about. And I know you get kind of trapped in that little world of, like, everyone knows about it. Everyone's worried about it. Literally, they probably don't even notice it. My stepdad, Josh, didn't have a thumb on his left hand and didn't have a middle finger. His hand literally looked like this. And I did not notice he was missing fingers for, like, 2 weeks of knowing him. And I hung out with him multiple times. He literally had this. And I never fucking noticed. I never realized. Because people are not focused on just the thing that you are worried about. Like, if my attention was not brought to the fact that he was missing fingers, I didn't notice. I was taking in the full package. I was taking in the person. I wasn't looking at the fact that he had three fucking fingers. Well, four, three and a half. And he wasn't born like that. He blew them off with fireworks. Like, he was protecting little kids and, like, his fingers blew off. But anyway, I want to give you that piece of reassurance that people are not just looking at you and their eyes don't just beeline to what's wrong with you. They don't know what you're worried about. They don't know what you're insecure about. They're not just automatically seeing it. It's like my hairline. Okay, yeah, it's there. But people aren't just, like, looking at me and be like, oh, look at his hairline. It's like, they have to take you in first. You know what I mean? And the only people that are gonna, like, look at somebody and then begin to nitpick them are people that are fucking intimidated by you, or people that disapprove of so much in themselves, they look for it in others because that's their sense of, like, normal. That's their normal way of behaving and interacting in life. They nitpick, they critique, they see what's wrong about life. They see why you're not good enough because they don't see why they're good enough. Another thing I'm not gonna unpack, but people don't automatically just see your insecurities. I promise. Okay, so that was a little bit about everything that you can't control. Now I want to jump into things that you can control. So if you're overweight, or you're very skinny, or you have bad hygiene, that's all you, babe. You are fully in control of that. You are fully in control of certain things about your body. A lot of people like to convince themselves that they're not. When I was fat, I was just like, oh, I'm just doomed to lose weight. Motherfucker, start working out and get your diet in check. Boom, look at me now. All of a sudden, I don't have this fucking disorder. All of a sudden, I'm not just, like, unable to lose weight. I fucking did it. Like, you have to quit convincing yourself that you can't and see the control you do have. Basically, for the things that you can change about your body, you are in full control of that. And you can convince yourself that you're not all you want. It's not the truth. I'm so sorry. And it really is easy to just blame your body. Like, when I was overweight, I was like, my body's just fucked up. Like, it's easy to just blame my body instead of take responsibility for what I was doing to it. I was the reason I was fat. My actions caused me to be overweight. But it was easier for me to just blame my body and use that as kind of like the scapegoat of, like, you're the problem. So I don't have to change anything about what I'm doing and make myself uncomfortable, because eating good and exercising is not fucking fun. It is once you do it for a while. I do enjoy it, but some days I don't give a fuck. I don't want to work out. I don't want to eat good. I want to go to fucking Krispy Kreme and get some donuts. But I don't. But basically, convincing yourself that your body's the problem frees you up from a lot of pressure and a lot of responsibility. And nothing's going to change that is in your control until you understand and accept the responsibility of what you've done to your body. You have to look at it squarely for what the fuck you've done. You've caused it. If you don't like it and it's able to be changed, you caused it. And I have an example about when I used to get bullied for being overweight and being fat. When you're rejected because of something about your body, it's easy and it feels a lot better to look at something and have something to blame. So if someone calls me fat and makes fun of me for it, I don't feel good. I feel uncomfortable. I feel embarrassed. It's easy to look at your body and be like, I fucking hate you, than it is to take responsibility for the actions that caused you to be overweight. Whether it's your fault or not, whether you were uneducated or not, it is in your control. And that's where I say your body becomes your scapegoat. You get to now nitpick it and make your body the problem. You don't have to look at your true self and what you're doing. It's easy just to think, oh, this thing can't be changed, and it's just unfair for you guys to make fun of me for it. Because rejection does make you feel powerless. You cannot control if someone rejects you or not. You cannot control if someone makes fun of you or not. And you gain your sense of control and power back by having something to blame. It's my body's fault. You're not aware that your actions are controlling the way your body looks. So if you're not aware of that, your brain's automatically gonna look for something to blame, because it's easier to sit in a place of anger than sit in a place of powerlessness. And when you don't understand that you're in control of the way your body looks, you feel powerless to change it, because you don't know that you can change it. You are in control of it, I promise, babe. But I'm just saying, like, that's what happens in your brain. Your brain wants to find something to blame, so it can feel a sense of power. Like, okay, you have a sense of control over the situation. If I can have an explanation of why I'm being rejected or why I'm being mistreated, you feel a little better. But this cycle will continue, and it will get worse, and your relationship with your body and your relationship to your body will never change until you stop doing that shit. And the next thing I want to say is, do not try and force yourself to like your body the way it is. Do not try and force yourself to love yourself if you don't. If you don't like the way that you look, don't try to convince yourself that you like it. Stop comforting yourself about the way that you look if you do not like it. If you wish you looked different, that is okay. You now know what to do to meet the desire for the way you want to look. Change your fucking actions and look the way you want to look. I was not sitting here and trying to force myself to accept myself when I was fat. I was not trying to love myself when I was fat. I did have to accept, this is the way that I look right now. These are my actions that have caused me to look this way. If I want to look different, I have to change my actions. I changed my actions. I started showing my body more respect, and in turn, it showed me more respect. I felt better. I looked better. It became easier to like myself. I treated my body like it was something I cared about, and all of a sudden, I felt like I cared about it. Your actions can dictate a lot about the way that you feel. Like I said, you treat it like you care about it, you'll feel more cared about. You can't just sit here and base it on whether you think you like your body or feel like you like your body or not. Your actions can dictate that. It's not in full control, but it will help a lot more than you think. And this is shit people don't tell you. But my whole point with this is, learn to love your body and appreciate your body as you morph it into what you like. Don't try to force yourself to like something you don't fucking like. That's people, places, things, your body, anything. I talked about it before on a podcast. It's like trapping yourself in a cage and being like, be happy with being in the cage, and then you can get out. Find a way to love being in the cage. Bitch, why? Literally open the fucking door and get out. You don't have to force yourself to accept where you are. You can change where you are. You can change what you are and how you look. And then it will naturally just flow that you like it more. Trust me, just fucking make a goal, stick to it, put your actions and your ass behind your words and do it, and then watch what happens. You won't have to be so intentional behind, I have to like my body, I have to only speak nice things to myself, I have to love myself. Girl, just fucking change your actions and your thoughts switch. It takes too much effort and it's so exhausting to fucking force yourself to think positively about your body all the time. And that's a big reason why I created my app, Positive Focus. It's fucking exhausting to force your focus in a certain way. The notifications that come up on my app do it for you. They literally prompt you and give you something to read that just automatically shifts your focus into something positive. You have to do that with your body too. As you start changing it, you're not gonna have to put as much effort into liking it. So stop trying to like your body. Just do the actions, go through the motions, treat it like something you care about, and then all of a sudden, you will start to feel like you care about it. That's just the way humans are. So one little mind hack and one little trick that I use in my brain that truly helped me accept my body for the way that it is and stop being so mean to it is I had to separate myself from my body. Like, I had to just look at my body for what it is. Like, separate yourself from it for a second and look at your body. What is it? It's a little ecosystem that's just trying to survive. Like, it's so cute. If you just look at your body, like, it's just this little thing trying to survive, and it does the best it can. It's so cute to just observe your body like that. Like, if you feed it, it's gonna work. If you don't feed it, it's gonna slow down and be tired. Like, it's just trying to take care of itself and make sure it can function. If you give it too much food, it will store the extra food and the extra calories as fat because it's trying to preserve itself. Like, it doesn't want to die. So if you give it extra, it's gonna store it. It's not storing weight on you because it hates you and it wants you to look bad. Your body is trying to make sure it's okay, you know? Like, if you feed it properly, you'll be fine. If you neglect it or you feed it too much, it's gonna start doing different shit to make sure it can stay alive. Your body's not against you. Your body is not against you at all. Your body is working for you. And it's really just trying to take care of itself. Like, when you're sick, think about when you're sick. Like, I just had a cold a couple days ago. I'm still getting over it. You have mucus and you start getting like stuffed up. You get a fucking headache. You get a fever. These are all things for your body to protect itself. You get a fever because bacteria and viruses can't live in a hot environment. It's trying to kill the fucking bacteria. Yeah, it's uncomfortable to be in the body while it's like fighting something off, but it's literally fighting for its little life. Like, it's just trying to bring you back to health. When you start having mucus and shit, your body creates mucus to get the shit out of it. Like, if you're coughing things up, if you're snotty and like blowing things out, it's trying to get rid of the toxin that's in it. It's like when you get food poisoning and you throw up, your body is trying to get rid of what is hurting you. Your body's working for you. And my biggest point with that is, like, your body is operating correctly. Like, it's its own little ecosystem. And genuinely, it's so cute. When you can look at it with that little attitude of appreciation, like, oh, that's what works for me. Like, I try to take care of it and like do the best I can, but I'm just like, it's so adorable. And like, yeah, it's easy to like get mad at it and wish it looked different, but like, it's just doing what it's supposed to. It's like trying to live, trying to survive. It's its own little thing. But when I say treat your body like you care about it, everything you do is either helping or hurting your body. So start looking at your actions and clear up the shit and do as much as you can to help your body operate and function optimally. And we all know about supplements and like health and exercise and all that shit and giving it good food. Cool. Help your little ecosystem. But one thing that I do a lot is damage control. So if I'm going to do something that I know is damaging to my body, I will give it things to help it repair itself. Like, when I drink alcohol, I have a certain set of vitamins that I take before I drink. I have a certain set of vitamins I take after I drink to help my body get rid of everything and get me back to normal. I have like hydration packs. I smoke cigarettes. So I take a lot of supplements for my lung health. And it is fucking annoying. Like, I have like 6 different supplements I have to buy separate to take every day. And this is something I've been doing for years. It's like researching ways to take care of my body. The least I can do is feed it a vitamin if I'm gonna go drink, or if I'm gonna smoke cigarettes. The least I can do is give my body things to help the lungs. Like, if I'm gonna damage them, I'm also gonna help them too. Like, that's the kind of way that I like to balance it. And my next point with taking care of your body is, you do not have to love something to take care of it. You don't have to love your body. You don't have to appreciate your body to take care of it. And an example I wanna give you with this is, think of a baby. Think of a baby like sitting in your fucking floor right now. You don't have to know whose baby it is. You don't have to care about it. It could not look the way you want it to look. But does that mean the baby does not deserve to be taken care of? No, you don't have to like it to take care of it. And the same thing with your body. You do not have to like something for it to deserve to be taken care of. Like, take care of the motherfucker. You can be mad and wish it was different all you want. You can wish you didn't look the way that you did. You can wish the baby on the floor didn't look the way that it did. But that doesn't change anything. That's not justification for you to neglect it and to not take care of it. And to hate something just because of the way that it looks is very fucking mean. Like, imagine someone like having a baby in the middle of their floor and they just neglect it because they don't like the way that it looks. It's a little chubby. Babies are meant to be chubby, but they're like, eh, it just looks gross. It just looks, it's like snotty and like shits on itself. Like, for someone to look at a baby and choose to not take care of it because it just doesn't look the way that they want it to look. What the fuck is that? You know? So I want you to take that attitude toward yourself. And just because you don't like the way that you look and you don't like your body right now, that's not an excuse to not take care of it. You don't have to love it to take care of it. There is no requirement for me to love that fucking baby in the floor to get up and go take care of it. It's just to be taken care of. It doesn't have to do anything to deserve it. I should just fucking take care of it. And I do have another podcast episode about being insecure. It's called Being Insecure and How to Stop. And I go in depth about a lot more perspectives around this. I think if you struggle with hating your body or not liking your body, that episode will really help. I talk about the dynamic of looking for control and making yourself the problem and all that. So I really think you should listen to that. It's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Episode 1 through 39 of my podcast is only available as audio. Episode 40 and up is on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube, hi. If you like this video, leave it a thumbs up. Let's just get that shit out the way. And if you are listening to the audio version, leave me a 5 stars rating. Thanks. But my last kind of like send off for this episode is I want you to decide what you like and don't like about your own body. Do you like certain things because other people like them? Do you not like certain things because other people have made fun of them? Take away everyone's judgment and just look at yourself in the mirror for a second. Do I really hate this thing? Does this thing about me deserve to be hated? Like my little fucking freckles and shit? Like, is that something really that deserves to be hated? Or do you only hate it because it leads to you being rejected? Or you're worried it's going to lead to you being rejected? I want you to assess things for yourself. Make your own judgment and your own opinion. And then when you decide it, you decide it. I like my fucking freckles. And guess what? I like them. I don't give a fuck who says they're ugly. I don't give a fuck if Oprah or the goddamn Pope said they're ugly. Fuck you. I like them. My opinion stands. Just because you have a different opinion doesn't mean mine goes away. If you like something about yourself and your body, that stands. It doesn't go away. Just because other people have a different opinion, it doesn't mean yours is wrong. You're allowed to like things other people don't like, and especially when it comes to your fucking body. Because being online and on social media, people have nitpicked and commented and hated on every fucking thing you can think of about me, from the way that I breathe, the way that I talk, the way that I look, the fact that I'm gay. Literally every fucking thing you can think of, people have talked shit about. And I've had to learn to evaluate everything about myself and my body for myself. And then once you decide you like something or don't, and you decide to change it or not, you will feel so much more empowered and confident. And you're not going to feel like you hate yourself so bad, because you're just being taught what to hate. Like I said, you don't know something's wrong about yourself until someone else points it out and tells you it's wrong. When you come into this world as a brand new baby, you don't fucking know what's wrong. You don't know if being fat is wrong. There's some cultures where growing up and being overweight is like praised. There's some cultures where being like anorexically skinny is praised. It's just about where you grew up and what you were taught. You were taught to hate certain things about yourself so you can learn how to not hate them too. And everything I shared in this episode is the way to do that. And for the things that you cannot change about yourself, I want you to genuinely start opening up to the possibilities and seeing why your soul chose those things. What are you getting from the things that you hate about yourself? Just step out of that hate for a second and step into curiosity and trying to understand that this was a choice and why was it chosen? If it was a choice, because who fucking knows? We'll all learn when we die, but it makes sense to me. Okay, friends, that's all I got for this podcast episode. I'm fucking tired, I'm sweating, I was like yelling at you the whole time. But I really hope this episode helped a lot of you, because I needed to hear all this shit. Little Leo needed to fucking hear this. Me, that was this big, oh my God. I was upset all the time about the way I looked. But leave me a comment down below what you thought, and everything that you need from me, and where you can keep up for me, all of my socials, my one-on-one coaching, the link to download my app, everything is in the description. Whether you're listening to the audio version or the YouTube version. And like I said, leave me a thumbs up and a 5 stars. Thank you. I love you. And the clothing that I'm creating is coming out soon, like in the next couple of months. Also, my Facebook community, if you want to join that, I did leak like one of my clothing designs in there to see what people thought. It's free, links in the description, just go join it. I go through and I manually approve everyone because I don't want no little shit in there trying to be mean and hurt people, because I'll boot you the fuck out real quick. But everything is in the description. So go join that. Leave me a comment about what you thought. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.